this season, be sure to pick up your limited edition Bud Light and Eagle specially designed cans and cases. Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and welcome to another edition of Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. I'm joined, as I am every week, by Joe Dolan, the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Joe, let's start things off today by talking about the Eagles. And if Sam Bradford is healthy this week and he can go against the Patriots, what does that mean for fantasy owners, and how does that affect a guy like Jordan Matthews?
Well, obviously, it's been a tough stretch of games for the Eagles here these last couple weeks. But I would think Sam Bradford coming back at least gives them a little bit of juice. It seems like everything kind of fell apart for them when Sam Bradford went out against Miami a couple of weeks ago. And I know that's not going to exactly help maybe a defense that's struggling, but I think it should help bring some stability back to the team. Now, as for Bradford, his fantasy production hasn't been great this year, but you have to think they're going to have to score points to keep up with the Patriots. I don't care who Tom Brady has to throw to. I don't care if Rob Gronkowski's out of this game. I don't care if Danny Amendola's out. Julian Edelman's already out. I don't care. They're going to score points, and they're coming off a loss, so Tom Brady's going to be angry. So I would think that the Eagles are going to have to throw to keep up in this one, and that bodes well if you are desperate for Sam Bradford, and I think it bodes well for Jordan Matthews because the Patriots are giving up nearly 200 yards per game to opposing wide receivers over the last 5 weeks.
Joe, out in Denver, 2 games and 2 wins for Brock Osweiler. Right now, we're really not sure how long Peyton Manning is going to be out, so if Osweiler is the guy out in Denver, how good of an option is he going forward?
I think he's a viable streaming option, and the first thing you look at, especially this year, this year's been crazy with quarterbacks. All the guys you drafted early, Luck, Rodgers, these guys aren't coming through for you, and it's been a streaming year. There's going to be fantasy championship teams with Blake Bortles on them. There's going to be fantasy championship teams with Ryan Fitzpatrick on them, and I think you can throw Brock Osweiler into that mix, and one of the first things you look at when you're looking at quarterbacks this year, actually, the first thing you look at is the schedule down the stretch. And fortunately, if you picked up Brock Osweiler, he's got a really good one. At San Diego, at home against Oakland, he's got at Pittsburgh, and then at home against Cincinnati. The hardest matchup on that schedule is at home against Cincinnati. So Brock Osweiler has a really nice run of games down here. Now, Gary Kubiak said this week, Brock Osweiler has got to stop taking those big hits. We saw him get popped a couple times against the New England Patriots, but you have to be impressed with what he's done. I support Brock Osweiler as a streaming quarterback option down the stretch.
Getting back to the Eagles' opponent for Sunday night, the New England Patriots, if Rob Gronkowski cannot play, and it looks like he's going to be out for this game, maybe out for a couple of weeks with a knee injury, what other Patriots targets might be viable fantasy options moving forward?
Well, next man up, and you saw Scott Chandler, if you watched the game Sunday night, he was just getting peppered with targets, and I know he dropped a couple, but he's a big target. They lined him up out wide. They played him at wide receiver. He's a deadly option in the red zone. He had a lot of touchdowns with the Buffalo Bills earlier in his career. So Scott Chandler is a viable guy. It doesn't look like to me Rob Gronkowski is going to play this week. It looks like the Patriots are just like, you know what, we lost. We're 10-1. We're still in the driver's seat. We're going to give him a rest. I would think Scott Chandler has big-time fantasy value this week. And also Brandon LaFell. He's been a little disappointing. But remember, against Denver, you're going up against arguably the best cornerback trio in the entire NFL. Not a whole lot of separation for Brandon LaFell. I think he gets involved. And also, you have to keep an eye on Danny Amendola's status. He could be back this week.
And Joe, finally, give us one good matchup and one not-so-good matchup this weekend for fantasy owners.
Well, C.J. Anderson, if you manage to survive, if you manage to weather the storm with C.J. Anderson, this is a great matchup for him. The San Diego Chargers have been leaking points to running backs all year long. C.J. Anderson, to my eyes, I think it was blatantly obvious if you watched the game Sunday, he is the better back for that team. He's the better pass protector. He's the better receiver. He's the more natural downhill guy. Ronnie Hillman's more of just a speed change of pace type of guy. So C.J. Anderson, if you held on to him or if you picked him up off the waiver wire, I think he's viable this week. And there's a really bad matchup for Brandon Cooks of the New Orleans Saints. He gets to take on Josh Norman and the Carolina Panthers. And while Cooks is a receiver who moves around, and Norman won't necessarily follow him inside if Cooks goes in there, just keep in mind that Saint offensive line has been in trouble in a good matchup last week against the Texans secondary. Drew Brees had no time to throw whatsoever. Brandon Cooks, not a great look this week against Carolina.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. Our thanks to Joe Dolan, the managing editor at FantasyGuru.com. Be sure to follow Joe on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio. That'll wrap things up for this week's edition of Fantasy Spin, presented by Bud Light.